So how do we differentiate between what is the preference and what is the principle? Who decides? For example, is dress a matter of principle or is it a matter of preference?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not always so easy to decide. So there's a conversation of Srila Prabhupada with Allen Ginsberg, which is there in the Hare Krishna explosion. And there, Allen Ginsberg is telling Prabhupada that Krishna consciousness will not spread much in the West as long as it looks very sectarian. So Prabhupada said, what is sectarian about us? He said, no, your dress, your food, your prayer, they're all sectarian. They all look very Hindu. So Prabhupada, that conversation is very inclusive. And he says, actually, you can chant any names of God. You don't have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra only. He says that this sounds just like a Sanskrit mantra. It sounds a foreign mantra to me. And he says, your food is so Indian. No, you can offer any food to Krishna and you can take it. And regarding third thing was dress. He says, you don't have to wear dhoti kurta. You can wear shirt pant also and practice bhakti. So now, but if Prabhupada says that, but in this con, he implemented something very particular. Implemented a particular dress, he chanted a particular mantra. Now, if you see, rather than saying something as a right or wrong, what I would see it is that you can see Krishna consciousness as a series of concentric circles of expanding radii. So, some people may conform to the traditional standard more. Some people may adopt a more flexible approach. Either way, if their intention is to serve Krishna, they will move onwards towards Krishna. So, Prabhupada told that, you know, I did not change anything from what my spiritual master told me. But then we see that Prabhupada did change things. In the Gaudiya Math temple, there were Gaurgadadhara deities. Prabhupada had Gaurnitha deities. So there are many things like that. Small things. But Prabhupada did change. So it's not possible that everything can be kept entirely as it is. For example, now we use emails. Prabhupada did not use emails. No, they're not there at the time. So as times change, there is faithfulness to tradition also includes faithfulness to the flexibility of the tradition. The tradition itself has been flexible. If you look at the way Bhaktivinoda Thakur practices bhakti and shares bhakti in 19th century, is different from the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practices and teaches bhakti in the 16th century. It's just natural. So that variable, that flexibility is also a part of the tradition. So my understanding of this would be that, you know, we cannot mandate a global standard for everything. There has to be trust in the local leaders. The local leaders have to internalize the principles of bhakti, and based on that, they have to decide what is the best way they can bring people closer to Krishna. And people who are not in that circumstance, they should not pass judgment about others. Of course, there can be seeking of clarification, there can be explanation, but the world is so different. In America and India, in the Western world and India, there's so much difference. So, we will unnecessarily make it too difficult for people to come to Krishna if we have things which make us seem sectarian. See, we may say we are not sectarian, but by our looks, if we seem sectarian, people will not even explore. How are you not sectarian? So, you know, in one sense, the art of preaching is the art of decreasing the obstacles on people's path to come closer to Krishna. So now, how to do that? There's always the danger of going too far and deviating. At the same time, there's also the other danger of, you know, sticking too closely to something and making it difficult for people to come close to Krishna. So it's something which I think the senior Vaishnavas, the leaders at a particular place, they need to deeply pray, meditate, maybe discuss with others in similar situations and arrive at an understanding of what to do. But become judgmental either way, that is wrong or this is the only right thing. That is, feel the problem comes when, you know, we become unnecessarily critical of Vaishnavas. You know? Sometimes the liberals become very critical of the conservatives, and the conservatives become critical of the liberals. So one of the characteristics of Kanishta Adhikari is that they quarrel. Now, the quarrel, one result of, one cause of quarreling is that people talk about each other instead of talking with each other. Oh, he's like that, you know, she's like that, they're like that. And you just keep talking behind the back and things become worse. So if even the leaders can, you know, come together and discuss, and then to a large extent things can be clarified. But another issue is that, you know, we don't have to get involved in problems that we don't have to deal with. We can focus on our practice of bhakti, and if eventually Krishna gives us a position of leadership, we can take care at that time of that issue. But let's focus on our own practice of bhakti right now. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. This is Sundari Gopika, my wife.
Oh, Hare Krishna, nice meeting you.